In the aftermath of the riot sparked by the death of Freddie Gray, the city contributed additional money to after-school programs. And each year since, the money has been a bone of contention between the mayor and the city council. It appears this year will be no different, as after-school programs are once again threatened by a potential $2.4 million deficit. WYPR's Dominique Maria Benessi visited an after-school program to see what impact this deficit might have.
The Child First Authority, an organization that runs after-school and in-school programs for Baltimore City Schools, has one program going at an elementary school in the Howard Park section of Northwest Baltimore.
My name is Gwendolyn Unoko. I'm a community school coordinator here at Calvin Rotwell Elementary School, number 256.
The school is a frenzy of activities, with 120 students getting extra help with homework, having dance practice, and taking karate classes.
If they did not have this opportunity, many of them will go home. They will be latchkey kids. And some of them, if they don't have some safe environment or something to keep them engaged doing this, it could be an opportunity for them to get into some mischief or to get into just trouble.
During the academic hour, most students are in classrooms getting help.
Martez, you got it? All right, one more amazing ladybug fact.
The city council cut funding for the programs in the current budget, dropping the enrollment from 180 to 130 children. Tony Patton, academic coordinator and a teacher at Calvin Rodwell's after-school programming, says 50 more kids will be cut in the 2018 fiscal year if the deficit stays.
If you only had 80 kids enrolled, you wouldn't have the same number of resource activities. You'd lose karate and dance. You might just have one choice for them, and they probably wouldn't all be able to participate.
Not only would Calvin Rodwell Elementary take fewer after-school children, but 7,000 children across Baltimore City Schools would be cut out of after-school programs. Gwendolyn Unoko says the funding for the programs is a necessity.
It's just like breathing. So parents won't have to answer that question. What am I going to do with my child if there's no after-school programming?
And the cuts don't end there. Organizers from BUILD, Baltimoreans United in Leadership Development, a collaboration of community organizing groups, say six after-school programs that plan to open in 2018 fiscal year would be cut in addition to another six already existing programs. One organizer, 19-year-old Samira Franklin, says Baltimore's youth can't afford that right now.
The need has not diminished. You know, young people in Baltimore City, we have over 100 murders this year thus far. Is this really the time to say that, no, we aren't going to invest in young people? No, we see that there's a need, but we're not going to invest in it?
In a press briefing last Wednesday, Mayor Catherine Pugh said this about BUILD's plea for the $2.4 million.
What I said to BUILD was that we don't have any more money for their particular initiatives that they want. We've put something like over $500 million in schools and after-school programs and so forth, and that there's $12 million in the youth fund.
Upon further examination of the 2018 budget estimate, $6.8 million will go towards the Family League's out-of-school time and community school spending. That is approximately $600 more than the 2017 fiscal year. The Family League declined to comment until the City Council finishes work on the budget. But Samira Franklin says she intends to hold Mayor Pugh to her promises.
Even if, you know, some people felt that this was a one-time investment and that kind of thing, we had Mayor Catherine Pugh commit to holding after-school funding at current levels for her four-year term.
Back at Calvin Rodwell Elementary, it's snack time before playtime. And if the budget works out in their favor in the next month, maybe they can keep their snack of a cheese stick, juice box, and crackers. I'm Dominique Maria Bonessi for 88.1 WYPR.